raw barley and chews it. It's barley of truma. You have barley, the mechuyev take off truma, and now a zar ate it up, he chewed it up, he ate up this barley. Is again, mishalem es hakerem, v'yena mishalem es hakoymish. You only have to pay back the value of the barley, but you don't have to pay back an extra fifth. Why? Again, kiyoycho parat lamazik. That's not called an achila. If you chew raw barley, that's not eating. That's called your mazik. It's bad for you, it's bad for the food, you're just ruining the food. So that's only chai, like a regular garm, if you took away shuma from a kayin, but you don't have to pay the extra chaymish. Omer el shizbi, omer el yechanan, za shebola zafsin, shasvin shel truma. If a zar, regular Yisrael, swallowed this fruit of truma. Rashi says it means prunes, maybe it means prunes. You swallowed a prune. Shasvin bloikathisa. Without chewing up the prune, you just swallowed it down. It was a prune from truma, and you swallowed it down. So the chiddush will soon say yechai for that alone. That's called an achila, and yechai of keren and chemish. Now, after you swallow it down, the kiyon, you spit it up again, you vomit it up again. The yochlan acher, and another Yisrael went to eat it now. What's the locha? Locha is rishoyin mishalem es keren v'chemish. The first person that swallowed it down, even though we didn't chew it, that's the chiddush. That's called the ma'is achila. You weren't filled before, so this eating, you swallowed it down as a derech that way, and it satisfies you. So it's called, you had enough on this prune, therefore you have a chiyah to pay back, keren v'chemish. Mashenkein sheni, the second person that ate, what you spit up, ein mishalem el adimei eitzim l'rishim uvan. He only has to pay back to the first person the value of dimei eitzim, as wood. In other words, since the first person swallowed and spilled it up, it's not really edible right now. Now nobody eats it. What you use it for is just to burn it, to burn wood. So it's considered that the first person has wood to burn. So therefore, if the second person takes it away, he's like taking away your wood, therefore you have to pay him back how much it was worth as Pteris wood. Rashi says, Rishayin Mishalem Keren V'chemish, Sha'afi Derech Achilosim. That's the Chiddush. Even though you're only swallowing down this fruit, that's also a Derech to eat it that way. V'sheni, the second person, is Mishalem Dimei Eitzim Arishim, Sherei Konan Arishim. The first one was Koiner owned it, but it's Chayim B'tashlum, he has to pay back to the Koyin, the Keren V'chemish. Now this fruit is not edible really, it's only armor to burn with. So therefore the second one is like taking away the wood from the first one, he has to pay him back how much it's worth. Then the Mishnah says, on Yom Kippur, you have the only chayav karas if you eat the size of a date worth of food. And if you drink liquid the size of mola lugmav, rov revius. If you have half of each one of them, you potter. Even though you drank half, more than you ate. 3/4 of a date, and you drank half of a mola lugmav, you potter in Yom Kippur. The two don't go together. Mar says, Mantan, who holds like that? Who's our Mishnah? Amar Rav Chizda, the Chizda says, Bechura, the Machloike Shnuya. I say, really, it's a Machloike, our Mishnah. If you have Yeshua, he. Our Mishnah only goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. But others argue on this. What's the Raya? It's none. We don't think Gemara and Mila. It's none. Klal Om Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua said a klal like this. Kol she tumasai vishiyurei shavam. Mitztarif. Anytime you eat a tumah, and the tumah itself has the same halachas, and the shear of the tumah has the same halachas, then they mitztarif together. Like Rashi says, v'goyin shnei chatsoi zesim mishnei mesim. You have two mesim. And from each mes you have a chatsi kezayis. So it's mitztarif together that now you have a kezayis from a mes, and it's matamayu. Why? Because each one comes from a mes, and Mason had the same halachah. It's tamatamiyu for 7 days, and how much of the Mason do you have a kezayis? So since both chatzi zeisim have the exact same halachah, if you put the two together, it's matama. Oy mishtei nevelus, you have two different animals, they're both nevelus. Oy shtei chatzoy yadosh, mishtei shrotzim, shezman tumos in shavu, vishur in shavu. They're both tamed the same amount of time, and the exact same measurements, then the two are put together to make up one size. That's the Yeshua's chiddush. Ma'ashenkin, if there's any difference in the halachas, you can't put the two together. So that's going to be Pshan our Mishnah also. Since Achila Yom Kippur has a shear of Kidei, a Kasevas Agas, size of a big date, drinking has a different shear, has a shear of Mola Lugmov. So therefore you can't put the two together. So who this goes, like Yom Yeshua. So again, Yom Yeshua says, Vahilkos Tuma, if you want to put two Chatzi Tuma together, it's only if they have the exact same halachas and the exact same shearing. What about Tumasai v'loy shirim? They have the same amount of tumah, but not the same shear. Rashi says, "Going sheretz in the velo." So if you have a shemus and a nevela, so they're both only mitam you to become tummy for one night, that's all. The length is the same thing, but you have different shurim. A shemus is the size of a chadosha, and a nevela is the size of a gezayis. So you can't put the two together. What about shiura and veloy tumasim? Let's say the shiur is the same, they're both like a gezayis, like you have a piece of a mace and a piece of a nevela. They both have the same shiur tummy gezayis, but they're different halachis. A mace is mitam you for 7 days, and a nevela is mitam you for one day. Or else, loy tumas of loy shurim, the chal are different, tumas are different, shurim, ain't mistarfin. That's Rabbi Yeshua's pshita. So our mishnah also goes, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that since achila and shtin and kippah are two different shurim, you can't put the two together. We have Nachman Amar no. Afilu temi rabbanan no. Afilu you want to tell me our mishnah and kippah goes according to rabbanan over there, and hilchos tumah, that argue on Rabbi Yeshua. And I'll say it like this. Ad kamel kam rabbanon hosam. When did the rabbanon say by hilchos tumah you could put the two together even though they have different shurim? Elalinyan tumah. Why the shame tumah chadahi? Because I call point on both things are tumah. Whether it's a sheret, whether it's a nevela, whether it's a mace, they have one common denominator. They all have hilchos tumah on them. So anything that has to do with hilchos tumah, you can put them together. Avol hocha, but here on Yom Kippur the svar is mishum yisuvei daitahu. The Torah says asher lo yisuna. Torah says you can't have pleasure on Yom Kippur. You have to take away your hunger pains. Fahayla meisvadaiti. The Rabbanan knew, if you put together food and eating, food and drinking, together they do not take away your hunger pains. You have to have, of eating, the size of a kesevis. That takes away the hunger pains. By drinking, you have to have the size of a molalugma. Anytime you have less than these two shurim, even when you put two of them together, it's not called yisvadaiti. The chenam reshlokish, reshlokish wanted to say the same thing. Then the machlok is shnuyi Rabbi Yeshua. It goes according to Rabbi Yeshua only. It's not like we learn. Tell on Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yechon, no, Rabbi Yechon hits it back and no. Afilu temer Rabbanon. Even if you want to tell me how much it goes according to Rabbanon. Again, ad kano kamer Rabbanon hosam. When did the Rabbanon say over there? El in yin tumam. On the gate to tumam that we say you can put the two tumas together. That half a kizayis of an avelam, half a kizayis of a mate. You can put the two together to matamam, like the smaller, like the less halachim, because I call upon the both tummy. Avol hocha, but here on Yom Kippur, when you want to be mechayiv, mishum yisuvei daite. The Torah says, don't satisfy yourself on Yom Kippur. Don't take away your hunger pains. Vahai loyka meis v'daite. And here, as long as you do not eat the size of food of a date, you do not satisfy yourself. Even though you eat with this half of that size water, it doesn't satisfy yourself. I knew it then by drinking. The Rabbanan knew the only time you satisfy your thirst is only if you drink the size of a molalugma. Less than that, you take a potter. Therefore, our Mishnah goes according to everybody. On Yom Kippur, you can't put the two shurim together. You potter unless you eat either the size of a date worth of food, or else you drink molalugma of drinking. So that's the Mishnah. Ochal v'shosa velamechik. On Yom Kippur itself, let's say first the person ate a little bit in Yom Kippur, and he forgot today was Yom Kippur. And in the same forgetting, an hour later, he drank on Yom Kippur. The loch is ain't a chayiv el chatas achas. He's only chayiv one chatas. Because eating and drinking, the Torah doesn't say two different lavim. The Torah says one lav, asher lo yisuna. So it's both the chlal, one lav. Therefore, you do one lav. The hele mechel with one forgetting, you only chayiv one chatas. What about the ochal v'yosem malocha? Let's find Yom Kippur. True, you forgot today was Yom Kippur. So first in the morning you had your breakfast, and then you went to work today on Yom Kippur. The locher is chayiv shtei chatois. Now you chayiv two chatois. Because there's a separate lav not to do malocha on Yom Kippur, and there's a separate lav not to eat on Yom Kippur. What about ochal oichlen shein ruyin lachila? You ate food that's not edible. Nobody will eat this food. Mamish, it's just disgusting to eat it. Or else v'shosa mashkin shein ruyin lishtiyah. You drank something, you drank pure oil. It's not drinkable. Or else v'shosa tzir, or else you drank the juice of fish. Or merayis, also the fish juice, is potter. Since this is not edible, it's a svara, you potter on Yom Kippur again. Because the Torah says in Yom Kippur, asher lo yisuna. Don't do something to satisfy you, take away your hunger pains. If you eat these things, it just gives you more stomach problems, it gives you worse problems. So many of these things, you potter on Yom Kippur. Amar Rash Lakish. How come the Torah didn't say beferish alav not tidan Yom Kippur? Torah doesn't say loy seichel. Why not? And the Gemara mishum de loy efshe. There's no. It wasn't possible for the Torah to say it that way. All right, we'll stop here. It's like a little Gemara.
Und auf Peyalef holen. Hier, auf Peyalef. Mishnah says, Ochal v'shosod helomechot. If on Yom Kippur, somebody ate in the morning, and then he also drank, he ate the shear of a kesevis, that is chayiv chorus, or b'shoigig is chayiv achatis, and then he also drank later on, v'helomechot, with one forgetting. In other words, he forgot today was Yom Kippur, and he ate, and then he drank. He's alocha enge chayiv elochatas achas. He's only chayiv one chatas. That's always the aloch, like Rashi says. Tichat shmohu. It's only one lav, like one aveirum. Tiachilo shtiyo michat shronavki. The pasuk says, Asher lo isuna. You're not supposed to do something to make yourself feel good. Say, so drinking or eating both makes yourself feel good, like takes away your pains. That's the lav. So if you do both of them with one forgetting, you only chayiv one chatas. What about ochal v'yosa malocha? Let's say you ate on Yom Kippur, and you also did malocha on Yom Kippur. Then chayiv shtei chatois. Then you chayiv two chatois. Because they're two separate lavin. Like Rashi says, Trei shemus ninu. Timitrei kroi nafku. Learn up on two different sukkim. Asher lo isuna. That's the lav not to eat and drink. And then there's a special ochal loisasa malocha. Ochal oichel and shenin rui lachila. Let's say you ate some food that's not edible. You ate strong pepper. Rels v'shosa mashkin shenin rui lashtiya. You ate like vinegar. You drank vinegar. It's not rui lashtiya. Or else for shosa tziro marais, you drank the juice that comes out of the fish, it's not so drinkable, it's potter. You're potter on Yom Kippur. Because the pshat from the law, the Torah says, Asher lo isuna, you're not supposed to do something to satisfy you, take away your hunger pains, or take away your thirst. If you drink these things, it's just magic for you, it's not good for you, you're potter on Yom Kippur. Omer Rosh Lakish, Mifneimali nemru azora b'inui. How come the Torah doesn't say a law, beferish, not to eat on Yom Kippur? The Torah only says a loshin, asher lo isuna. That's like an asay. You're not supposed to, don't do anything to take away your pain. In other words, you're not supposed to eat. But the Torah doesn't say the ferish lo yisoichel on Yom Kippur. Why doesn't the Torah say a lav? The Gemara says, mishum delay efshe. Because there's no way the Torah could say a lav by eating. Heichi nichtav. How should the Torah write it? Nichtav rachmona lo yoichal. The Torah should say on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat. Then I would say, achilu v'kezayis. Usually achilu means a shiur v'kezayis, that's the lav. And that's not shot by Yom Kippur. By Yom Kippur, if you only eat the size of a kezayis, you're potter from an einish. It's only yosas chati shiur. But on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, ashaloi sunah, has the biggest shiur size of a kesevis, of a date. So the Torah can't stam say loshen of loy soichal. It's the wrong measurement. Nichta rachmona loy sunah. Let the Torah says beferish, loy sunah. Don't have do something to take away your pains. And tomorrow, no. I could say then, kum echo mashma. If the Torah would have just said, loy suna, I would say just the opposite. It means, don't put yourself in pain. Don't give yourself pining. So if what it means, go and eat. So the Torah can't say, loshin, loy suna. That would be mashma, go and eat. Maskabor of Oishia. Of a nichta rachmona, he shomar pen loy suna. The Torah could say, loshin of a lav. Usually when the Torah says, Hishomer, watch yourself, and pen, those are always the shonas of a lav. It means, Hishomer, watch yourself, and if you do it, you're over a lav. So let the Torah say, Hishomer, pen, loisune. Watch yourself not to do something to take away your pains. In other words, watch yourself not to eat. Like Rashi says, Hishomer, pen, loisune. Hishomer, watch yourself, ten tovi lide loisune. Maybe you come to eat something which now will take away your pains. And that's the lava Torah. So why didn't the Torah say Lashon of Hishomer and Pen? So where it says him came, Nofesh lu lavi. If you say Hishomer and Pen, it's mashma two lavs. Hishomer is a lav, and Pen is a lav. So Torah doesn't want to say twice a lav. That's why Torah doesn't say Hishomer and Pen. So Drashi him came, Nefesh lu lavi. Hishomer and Pen, Sheshneyim loisasehen. They're both the Lashon of a lav. The Yanan lav echod arminin. Our kasher is, why didn't the Torah say one lav? Should the reason why the Torah doesn't say two is because Shemel Erotzen Harvest B'Lavin. That's not a kasha to say two. Maybe the Torah doesn't want to say two. So say the word of Hishomer and Pen, that's no good. So good. So the more Maskevlo Ravavi Barabayim Nichta Rachmona Hishomer B'Mitzvah Sinui. Only say one of them. Say Lashon of Hishomer. Watch yourself with the Mitzvah Sinui. In other words, watch yourself to do the Mitzvah to make sure you still have your pains. In other words, don't take away your hunger pains. And Hishomer, watch yourself, is Lashon of a lav. So Gemara says, no. In Cain, Hishomer de lav lav. True. when the Torah says he shomer and afterwards alav, then it means alav. Abi he shomer the yesa yesa. When the Torah says lashon of he shomer, like here, if you want the Torah to say he shomer b'mitzvas inoid, he shomer would only be mashma mitzvas esay. So again, it would only be mashma lashon esay, not a lashon lois esay. Like Rashi says, he shomer the lav. They're going he shomer b'negerat zaras shelayitetz parosay. When the Torah says watch the mitzvah of the negam, not to cut off the negam, then we say shomer means a lav. But when the Torah says b'yosir, he shomer b'mitzvas inui, would be a mitzvah esay to watch yourself, not eat. But it wouldn't be a lav. So therefore, the Torah has no way of writing the lav. Therefore, the Torah just says asher loisuna, that you should not do something to take away the pains. So therefore, we understand that means you're not allowed to eat. Maskev lo Ravashi of a nichtov. Why didn't the Torah say al toser min inui? Don't go away from inui. So that would be al toser mashmalav. Don't go away. In other words, you're supposed to be in inui, like painful hunger the whole Yom Kippur. And don't do something to take you away from your pains, which we mashma don't eat. So Gemara says kasher. That's a little bit of kasher. Now usually when the Gemara says lashon of a kasher, not to yufta, kasher means true, it's a little bit hard, but there is a teretz. Like you could say a teretz b'deichik. And some want to say that Torah couldn't have said the lashon of al tosim in inui, because that would be mashma then, kaseida the whole Yom Kippur, you have to be painful, like have to be hungry. Don't take yourself away from being hungry. So maybe that would be mashma even at the beginning of Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur first starts also, you have to be hungry. And that's not true. At the beginning of Yom Kippur, you're allowed to have a suda samasekis. As before Yom Kippur, you have a suda. So therefore, you can't really say like, I'll toss you, don't take yourself away the whole Yom Kippur from having pains. Because it's not true. The first few minutes, you don't have to have pains. All right. My co-partner, Mr. Kashyam, why didn't the Torah say, this type of a lashon, that there is a lav and not teeth on Yom Kippur? More of a tone, maisla mihocha. Another brisa learns from here. You want to know? Rashi azora bima mihocha. How do we know there's a lav like in azora? The Torah was makbid, not teeth. Where's the azora? Learn out from here. The pasuk says v'yenisem es nafshoseichem. You're supposed to give yourself pain. Give yourself pain on Yom Kippur. V'chol melocha esasu. In one pasuk it says, you know, don't do melocha. It says don't do melocha, and also says the lashon of inui. V'yenis nafshoseichem. So the chomelocha leisasu. Yochol, I would think ye onish al teisvus melocha. Maybe I would think there's an onish, means you get chorus if you do melocha an Indian of teisvus melocha. Teisvus melocha means that there's an Indian of teisvus yomtiv. Talmudim the pasuk says no. The chol hanefesh asher leisasu kol melocha betzam yom hazeh. The whoever does melocha on the day of Yom Kippur itself. So the drasha al itzuma shayim. Only if you do work on the day of Yom Kippur itself. The day doesn't only mean the daytime; it means the nighttime. But it means when the day you start after Tzitzit Kechavim. Then is onesh chorus. If you do malacha, one lama test malacha on Yom Kippur, you chayiv chorus. But if ain't onesh chorus, al teisvus malacha. But even though we'll soon see number days, there's a mitzvah essay of teisvus yomtiv. You're supposed to be mekabel upon yourself Yom Kippur miboyjoyim. Even before Shkia, you're supposed to mekabel upon yourself Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Now, if you do Malach at that time, there's no Einus Kurus. You're over the Yisra Asay. There's a Mitzvah Asay to be Noyig Yom Kippurim even before Yom Kippur really starts. But it's only with the Mitzvah Asay, there's no Einus Kurus. That's this Roshav, that Mechol HaNefesh, Asher Sasu Kol Malacha, V'etzim HaYom HaZim. When do you get Kurus? Only if you do Malacha, V'etzim HaYom HaZim. Mamash on Yom Kippur itself. Good. So Yochol, I would think, lo ye onish koris at Tosfos Melacha. True. If you do Melacha on the extra time of Tosfos Yomtiv, Tosfos Yom Kippur, there's no onish koris. Av ye onish koris at Tosfos Inui. But we know if you eat on Yom Kippur, the Torah says you get koris. What about if you eat on Tosfos Yom Kippurim? You are Mekabel, you accept it upon yourself Yom Kippur 5 minutes before Shkia. So now for you it's Yom Kippur. Let's say you eat then. Well, I would think maybe you chayiv koris. You made it Yom Kippur, you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv koris. Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says no. Ki chol hanefesh asher loisuna v'yetzim ha-yom hazeh. It says it's Lashon also by loisuna. By not to eat on Yom Kippur, it also says v'yetzim ha-yom hazeh. V'nichrusu. You get koris if you eat on Yom Kippur. So the deek is, al itzuma shal yoyim onish koris. If you eat on the day of Yom Kippur itself, after Tzitzit Kechavim, when it's already Vada Yom Kippur, then you get koris. But if you ain't onish koris, al teisus inui. But if you eat on the Indian of Tesis Yom Kippurim, when the Makabu Yom Kippur before Shkia on the Mitzvah's essay of Tesis Yom Kippurim, if you eat then, you're not Chayiv Koros. Yocholai, we think, Lo Yehei Bechlal Oynish, maybe Hu Adin is not even an Oynish. That's what we like to say now. Because the Pasuk says, V'nichrusa, it says, V'etzem Ayayim Azeh V'nichrusa. You only get the Oynish, the Koros, V'etzem Ayayim Azeh. Aval, I would think, Yehei Muzer, Al Tesis Malacha, maybe there's a love not to do malacha during this Tesis Yom Kippurim. Talmud Lomar, no, the Pasuk says, even there's not even a love. The Pasuk says, by the love, V'chol Malacha Loisasu V'etzem Ayayim Azeh. Again, by not doing malacha on Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, the etzem ayayim is there in the middle of this day. So we dashin al itzume shayayim hu muzer. The yayinoy muzer al tesis malacha. There's only a love not to do malacha on Yom Kippur itself. But on this mitzvah's essay, when you makabo tesis Yom Kippurim, if you do malacha then, you're not over in this alav, you're only be mavato the mitzvah's essay. Yochel, I would think, lo yehe muzer al tesis malacha, true, there's no love. If you do malacha on Tosfos Yom Kippurim, avo yei muzer al Tosfos inui, but maybe if you eat during this time when you're makabel Tosfos Yom Kippurim, maybe if you eat then you're over a lav of inui. So the marva dinu, and really it's a kavu chayim and svar why you should be chayiv. There should be a lav. Oma malacha, maduch malacha. Oma malacha, shene heges b'shabbos yom tovim. Just like malacha, which is noig on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And now love do malacha on Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Ain't no muzer aleha, but still on the mitzvahs of et toisus Yom Kippurim. If you do malacha, then there's no loisa same of a zayinu. The same svar should apply to inu. I mean, not that it should be, but it should not be. By inu, if you eat during this time of toisus Yom Kippurim, isn't it a svara that she'ain't no naig by Shabbos v'Yom Tov, that this inyan not to eat is not naig on Shabbos v'Yom Tov? So therefore, you see, it's a cow. It's not such a strong iser. Is Eino Dinch Lo Yei Muzer Olav? Isn't there a svara that there should not be a lav on Yom Kippur? It's just like you're telling me now, if you do malacha in Tosfos Yom Kippurim, there's no lav. And the lav of working is a stronger lav, because the lav applies even to Shabbos Yom Tovim. Still it doesn't apply to Tosfos Yom Kippurim, so this new lav, not to eat on Yom Kippur, which does not apply to Shabbos Yom Tovim, for sure does not apply on the time of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Avalazoral inui. Now this was not getting to us though. Avalazoral inui shayim atzmoi. But how do we know that if you eat on Yom Kippur, you're over a lav? Where's the azor? Where's the Torah say lashon of a lav? That it's a lav to eat on Yom Kippur? Lo lomadnu. It doesn't say a clear lav in the Torah. So minayin. How do we know it though? The Torah says like this. Lo yomer oynish b'mlocha. The Torah shouldn't have to say if you do melacha on Yom Kippurim, you chayiv koros. The oynish the Torah shouldn't have said. The Gomar mi inui, because we learn that malacha from inui. That what the Torah says, if you ashel loy suna, that if somebody does not fast on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv koros. So, oma inui, maduch this inyan, if you don't fast. She'enu noig b'shabbos v'yom tovim. It's not noig on Shabbos v'yom tov, but Shabbos v'yom tov you're allowed to eat. Still on ish koros, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv koros, that the Torah says clearly. That v'nichrasom, of a zoy malacha. If you do one of the Lamates Malachas on Yom Kippur, Shenoig b'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim, the Yisra Malacha is Noig on Shabbos, you can't do Malachas on Yom Tov. Is, like Kol Shechein, isn't it for sure if you do Malacha on Yom Kippurim, you'll have a Chiv Koros? He's Maduch if you eat on Yom Kippur. There's new love. Yechayiv Koros, so avad if you do Malacha on Yom Kippur, Yechayiv Koros. Loma Nemer, what does the Torah say, v'nichrasa by doing Malacha, is Mufnitz extra, this Koros, Lahakish, to Hekish, to learn out, V'lodzim imenu, g'zereshova, to learn out one pasha from the other pasha with the g'zereshova, that nema oynish binui, it says, the Torah says, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv koros, the nema oynish b'mlocha, and it says, if you do malacha on Yom Kippur, also you chayiv koros, of izoyma malacham, just like by malacham, loy onish, elim came hither, just by the malacha, the Torah says clearly, loy sasim, it says clearly not to do malacha. It's clearly a lav. Loisasun is mela af inui. The same thing that we know, asher loisunam, that you're not supposed to take away your pains, which means you shouldn't eat, is loyon neshalim kem hizir. Who are then the only reason why the Torah says koris is because there's also an azar involved. So mela, we learn now there's also an azar. The gate to Malkus, is negate to the Azorah. Now, if you eat Mebezer on Yom Kippurim, you get Malkus also. According to one man, the other man says, you can't keep Chorus, it's coming with Rav Minei. If you don't know Chorus, it's coming with Rav Minei, it's called an Azorah, you would get Malkus. There is really a lot. So the more equal Mifrit, I can ask a kasha on this. Mali Inu, no. You want to tell me Inu? You know what the Torah says Inu is Chayiv Chorus. Shloihuta Mekloli. I tell you, if the Torah would only set chorus by Inui, I would only think if you eat on Yom Kippur, that's why you chayv chorus. You know why? Because there's no heter. Nobody has a heter to eat on Yom Kippur. Teyom ebimlocho. Mashen kein the leisa say not to do mlochas on Yom Kippurim. Shehutru mekloloi. There is a time when it's mutter. By the base of Migdish, for the kabonis, you're allowed to bring kabonis on Yom Kippurim. So the gvoya, the tzara gvoya, it's mutter to do mlocho. So I would have thought if the Torah only said a chayiv chorus feeding, I would think if you do malacha, maybe you're not chayiv chorus. Because the malacha is a little bit easier, because to see the Torah was not the malacha, the Torah gavaya. So therefore the Torah has to say a chorus by malacha. So there's no gzera shava, there's nothing extra. Elo, the Torah says like this, lo yoimar oynish binu. The Torah did not have to say a chayiv chorus if you eat on Yom Kippur. The gomim malacha. Because I should learn out like eating from malacha. Ma malacha. Just like if you do malach on Yom Kippurim. Shehutra mekloloi. It's a little bit callous. The Torah gave the heter. The Torah kabonis. You are allowed to burn on Yom Kippur. Still on his chorus if we do malach on Yom Kippurim. Not the Torah gavoya. Yechayv chorus. Abazai inui. If you go and eat on Yom Kippur. Shloihutra mekloloi. There's no heter at all. Only pekuach nefesh is mutter. But otherwise there's no heter to eat on Yom Kippurim. Is like koshchein. Isn't it for sure that you should get chorus if you eat? Magnach we do malachi yichayev chorus. If you eat for sure, you should be chayev chorus. So if so, loma nema, what do the Torah have to say v'nichraso by eating? Is mufni, you have to say it's extra. And lahakish, to make a hekish, you have to learn out one from the other. The loda mimenu gzereshova. To learn out a gzereshova. The what? Nemer onish binui. The Torah says if you eat on Yom Kippurim yichayev chorus. V'nema oinish bimlocha. The Torah says if you do malacha yichayev chorus. So I learn out one from the other. That ma malacha, just like ma malacha, on nishvehizer, true the Torah said that the chiv chorus, but the Torah also said, loisasu, you now have to do the malacha, there's a lav, af inui. The same thing when we learn that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, is also onish, if you eat the chiv chorus, vehizer, is also like as if the Torah said a lav, you're not allowed to eat. So the Mara name still equal rhythm, I still ask you a question back. Ma malacha, you want to learn out from malacha, I'll tell you malacha is different. Even though true, malacha has one tzad kalis, that is hutta for gvoya, but it also has a tzad chumra, malacha, that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for Yom Tif. To Yom Abinui, Mashenkin, didn't you not eat? Shainu noig for Shabbos of Yom Tif. It's not noig on Shabbos and Yom Tif, you are allowed to eat. So maybe I can't announce the one from the other. So maybe nothing is extra. So I don't have an extra gzera shava, I can't announce one from the other. So we're back to the original kasha. How do we know there's an azara if you eat? How do you know you're over alive if you eat on Yom Kippurim? Where's the azara? Some Ravina says like this. Hai Tana Etzem Etzem Gomer. This Tana really the Gzeira Shavar is from the word Etzem Etzem. It says Etzem Hayoyim Azeh by the Indian of not doing malacha. And it says Etzem Hayoyim Azeh by not eating. So it says the word Etzem Etzem Gzeira Shavar. And in Mufna, you have to say one of them is extra. D'loy mufne, because if they're an extra, ikol mifrak rafachinon. I can ask the questions like we just got finished asking. You can't learn out malacha. You want to learn out inui from malacha. By eating, the Torah doesn't say the ferish azara. The Torah doesn't say like a lashon lav, you're not allowed to eat. It just says asher loy suna. But it doesn't say loy suna. It doesn't say loy seichel. So you want to say there's an azara, because I'm learning out inui from malacha. And now we can ask the kasha pirch like we learned out. Maybe malacha is mochomer, because malacha is negeh to Shabbos v'yom tovim. And inu you don't have on Shabbos v'yom tiv. So maybe inu is not so strong, there's no azorah. So you have to say one of these two itzuma is extra. So tomorrow, la yafnuyo mufne, like which one of them is extra? So Marian says, chamisha kroi ksivim. Real Torah says five different psukim. It says five in Yonim about doing malacha on Yom Kippurim. It says bimlacha. Chad li azara. Once a term means there's a lav, shno, if you do malacha on Yom Kippurim, you're over lav. The imam, if you do it by daytime. V'chad li azara delayla. And a special lav to know even at nighttime. If you do malacha then, also yichayiv. Shrashi v'chad li azara delayla. The imenu inyu li azara tenu linyu noinish. That's what I mean. And one is to come and teach us that there's a chorus if we do malacha on the day of Yom Kippur. And another time the Torah says the malacha, not to do malacha, is Rashi is really chamisha here at night. Rashi is a chamisha kurim exhibit b'malacham. Arbo lavim v'kara sechon. The Torah says four lavim, four loisa says, and one time the Torah says there's a chiyuv chorus. So say now the four loisa says like this. One for night, one for day. Then the onish is also like to say on daytime there's a chiyuv chorus, and then within a nighttime there's a chiyuv chorus. V'echad lafnuyi, and one of them is extra. L'migmar inu m'malacha, to learn out the gzera shav of etzem one from the other. And bein the imama, bein the lailam, that they have the exact same malachis. That just like by malacha, whether you do the malacha at night, or you do it by daytime, you both chayiv koris, and there's an azara, there's a lav, who are then if you eat, whether it's at night or by day, both there's a chayiv koris, and there's a la azara, the loisasei. The way of Yishmael Tonit, Rabbi Yishmael learned like this, ne makan inui. It says true over here, inu the inyan of to man yourself, asher lo yisuna, by Yom Kippurim. Says all the other places inui. The Rashi says the other place inui is al devar asher inu esayshes riyayu. If you're mezana with your friend's wife, al devar asher inu esayshes riyayu. So we learn out mal lahalin loyona shalim kem hizur. Just like by a royis, if you're mezana with an isha, you only get the azara, the einish, because there is an azara also. There's a loisa say there and the einish. Is the afkan, the same thing with Yom Kippurim also. Layon shalim kem hizur. The only reason why you get a chiyuv koris if you eat on Yom Kippur, you have to know because there is an azara also. There is an azara by eating on Yom Kippur. Rav Acha by Yaakov Omar. Yalev Shabbos Shabbosin mi Shabbos Breishis. It says by Yom Kippur with Lashon of Shabbos Shabbosin. So Yom Kippur is like a Shabbos. So we're learning out from the same aloha of Yikah Shabbos, Shabbos Bereshis. In other words, by not doing aloha on Shabbos. Ma'al lahalan, just like by Shabbos. Lo'yona shalim kem hizur. We know if you do aloha on Shabbos, Yechayiv Miso. And the Torah says, Lo'yasasi, now I'll do the aloha. Is Afkan the same thing here by Inui of Yom Kippurim. As if to say, Shabbos, Shabbos means that the whole din of Yom Kippur has aloha like Shabbos. In other words, any Yisurim you find by Yom Kippur, there are always two things. There's the Einish there, and there's also the Azara. Just like by Shabbos, we have an Einish with the Azara. Is Afkan, the Lavim of Yom Kippurim, the Nyonim, is like Onish Shalim Kem Hizr. If you find an Onish, if you find you get a Chiyuv Koros on Yom Kippurim for eating, you should have to know there's also an Azara involved also. Yeah. In Hashem, just before, before we sent your son, that there's four Lavim, one is for the nighttime, one is for the daytime. The question is, what do we need to take two lavim for? Like, why should I make a difference between the day and the night time? So he says, Lo yedana, ibinam b'chol duchta, oynish ti yamama b'layla b'mlocha, ha'gayin shavlasi yam toivim, b'chol ha'shamayim. Like, he doesn't know taka, other places we don't find like this. We never find the Gemara should say, you need a special lav, not to do malacha Shabbos by night, and not to do malacha Shabbos by day. So Mr. Gosravon, it's a bit of modernist Gemara. How come punk by Yom Kippur, we have to have like a special lav and a special azara, not to do malacha by day, and not to do it by night? And that's what Gemara says, you have four times, tells both by day and by night. We have Papa, Omer Papa says, Hu gufa Shabbos Ikri. You don't have to go to Shabbos Shabbosan to make a Gzeir Shavah, to Shabbos Breish.